This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, joined today by Danielle Beck. Danielle's National Cattlemen's Beef Association Senior Executive Director of Government Affairs. That's a lot, but good to see you.
It's great to see you.
Okay. I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say the first and now the second quarter of this year have not been real quiet for you. Is that a good assumption?
You know, I don't remember the last time things were pretty quiet here at NCBA, but I can tell you, I think the last time we talked about taxes was probably right around tax reform, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017. And we had a couple quiet years on the tax front. But, you know, since the start of this new administration, tax policy has been keeping me very busy here in Washington, D.C.
And that's really tied back over into the infrastructure debate, trying to find some ways to generate the revenue to do it. What are you watching?
You know, earlier this year, President Biden released two different infrastructure plans, the American Families Plan and the American Jobs Plan, both of which focused on infrastructure investments. Infrastructure being a very broadly defined term as both hard infrastructure, roads, bridges, and human infrastructure. But in order to, you know, get any legislation across the finish line, given the narrow margins in the Senate, it will likely be passed through a process called reconciliation, which allows Senate Democrats to avoid the filibuster, but it will need to be sort of revenue neutral. So when you've got $3 trillion plus dollars of investments, that money's going to have to come from somewhere. And so on the table right now are a series of different potential tax changes that are being considered and discussed, several of which are critically important for our cattle producers and ag producers broadly here in the United States.
Obviously, the Senate's split 50-50. And so the tiebreaker goes to the vice president. But we've seen in the past here that there have been one or two members of the Democratic side who are willing to split. Is that a possibility here, or do we appear to be headed towards a 50-50?
Yeah. I think the goal is to avoid a scenario where our success hangs on a 50-50 vote, Tony. We've got a tremendous amount of support with Democrats and Republicans in the House as well, and all spending bills originate in the House. And so we're working hard right now to educate and advocate on both sides of the aisle in both chambers, because ultimately, I think there's enough momentum and understanding about the importance of some of these tax provisions for agricultural producers. You know, hopefully we'll be able to defend and preserve before we have to worry about, you know, bills being voted on. We're focused on the drafting stages, I guess.
And it's a possibility. House could come out with one with $3 trillion. Senate could pass something different and then work the details out. Obviously, you'd like to have the final one go through both chambers. What are some things that are drawing your attention, though, that are being talked about on that tax?
Stepped up basis is absolutely the number one tax priority we're talking about and focused on here in Washington, D.C. The president's plan would repeal step up and basis for any assets over $1 million. So right now, you know, assets in agriculture, they're typically held by one owner for several decades. When that asset is inherited, it resets the basis so that there isn't a capital gains tax. But, you know, under his proposal, you know, any gain in excess of $1 million would be hit with a capital gains tax. There's also a proposal or, you know, conversations about potentially raising that top capital gains rate. Land being the largest asset in agriculture and with so many multi-generational operations out there, I mean, that $1 million threshold would not be very hard to hit in our industry. There have been conversations about some potential protections for family farms as long as they stay in the family. But that is a very complicated proposal to achieve with any degree of success. You know, the tax code really does not recognize family as nephews, nieces, uncles, cousins. It's pretty linear. And so in order to achieve a feasible carve-out and protection for ag, there would need to be a lot of really nuanced consideration and language here. You know, and I think really ultimately there needs to be flexibility. beyond just a carve-out. I guess I shouldn't even say that. We can't afford to lose stepped-up basis, period, because I don't think that there's any meaningful way to protect producers. And it is a provision, regardless of whether you're a multi-generational operation or somebody just starting out who would like to produce or pass your operation on to your kids, it should be preserved.
So when we talk about ag, that all gets lumped in there, but we've got to remember that's row crop, that's dairies, and that's ranches, pasture area. So the cattle industry, is the cattle industry hit hard by this? According to the research, I'm guessing you're going to the Agriculture Food Policy Center at A&M and their study.
Yeah, so A&M actually recently put out a really great study quantifying some of the impacts of these potential proposals, or potential impacts of these proposals, I should say. And they looked at, 94 representative farms. And if you were to enact something like the STEP Act, which is a proposal that would eliminate stepped up basis with similar protections to what the president is proposing, and 92 out of those 94 farms would be negatively impacted. But agriculture is not the only industry that's worried about these potential changes coming. All family-owned businesses are. NCBA is part of the Family Business Estate Tax Coalition. We sit on the steering committee and serve as a leading voice in that organization, and funded a study by EY to quantify the macroeconomic impacts of a repeal and stepped-up basis for all family-owned businesses. And the total impact there for jobs, it was 80,000 jobs in each of the first 10 years would be lost, and then 100,000 jobs lost each year thereafter. It's estimated to decrease U.S. GDP by $10 billion annually, or $100 billion over 10 years. I mean, that is a tremendous hit to our economy. And, family businesses are the ones who were hurt the most during COVID, I think. Main Street businesses, cattle operations, farms, you name it, they're the ones who cannot afford to have an infrastructure package paid for on their backs.
So I guess the next question is, if this is the direction things seem to be going, what can the individual down on the ranch, in the feedlot, what can we do?
Agricultural producers need to be communicating with their members of Congress and their senators, sharing their story. We have an opportunity for our producers to provide comment through a page on our website. If you go to policy.ncba.org, there's a link right at the top that allows our members to click, and they can submit sort of a form comment we have drafted, or edit it and make it their own, and it will go directly to their elected officials here in Washington, D.C. But just communicating the importance of these tax provisions, how they've helped businesses run and operate thus far, and really how they're designed to ensure long-term viability there. Those messages, stories, personal impacts, they need to be heard in Washington, D.C. All politics is local, and that direct input from your constituency really does make a difference on Capitol Hill.
And does it matter if you already know which direction your member might be? In other words, your member may support not doing this. So do you still go ahead and take the time to do it?
Absolutely. I think that there's strength in numbers, and there's no shortage of issues right now on Capitol Hill. Having as many members engaging and working to protect and preserve these provisions is really going to make a huge difference here. So every vote counts, every voice counts, even if your member's going to be voting the right way. Hearing from their folks back home does help.
Always good to see you. Wish you the best.
Thank you for having me.
Danielle Beck, Senior Executive Director of Government Affairs, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, on today's Agribusiness Report.